Welcome to Parent Talk, the show for parents brought to you by the India Community Center. I'm your host, Vidya. Our topic today is about integrating career and parenting. I was going to call it a show about working moms, but then I realized all moms are working moms by definition. We're working all the time. So I guess for the purposes of today's show, we'll use the term working moms to mean women who work in a job outside the home. As always, this is a live show and the call-in number is 510-770-1550. That's 510-770-1550. We also have a web page and a Facebook page, ICC Parent Talk. You can always go there and put in your questions as well. And during the break, I will check up and ask those questions. Or if you even have a thought to share, you can call us or even post on our Facebook page. Joining me in the studio today to talk about integrating career and parenting are Sushma Trivedi, Sushma Srivastav, and Ranju Ganeshan. Sushma Trivedi is a marriage and family therapist, and she's a good friend of the show. Welcome, Sushma.
Thank you.
Sushma Srivastav is a scientist by profession. She's currently employed in the USDA. She has a 9-year-old daughter and she lives in Fremont. Welcome, Sushma Srivastav.
Thank you for having me on this show.
And Ranju Ganeshan is the mom of two boys and she works at Intuit. Welcome, Ranju.
Hi.
So let's just jump into it. And I want to ask, this first question I want to ask is of the moms, which is, what is the biggest challenge of being a working mom, and is it different from what you thought it would be? So let's, Sushma, maybe you can take it first. This is Sushma Srivastav.
Okay, the biggest challenge being a mom is constant pull and push to have a work and life balance. And I thought I'll be spending more time nurturing whenever I had a kid. Mm-hmm. But it's totally different. Reality is something really different. Mm-hmm. It's everyday constant planning, mm-hmm. and put so much effort how you are going to keep up with your work. There is a demand at work.
Right.
At the same time, you have a daughter, you have a kid, and you have family. So that also demands lots of your attention and lots of effort. So it's a big challenge balancing between both.
Ranju, what about you? What I've heard about you is that you do it all and you do it with style. So tell us what was your biggest challenge?
So, I'm a product manager by profession, and I have been a working mom, I feel like, for so long, mm-hmm. that I don't remember what it was like before.
Right.
But what I can say is that one always, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find I do my best when I'm under constraints, time
right.
constraints. So I actually think I do a better job of being a mother,
mm-hmm.
as well as a better job at work, because I have only a finite amount of time in which to solve whatever problem I'm encountering.
So does it make you more efficient?
It does. It does make me more efficient. And I've got to say that, observing my children and the way they use their iPads and iPhones, I can't tell you how much of an influence it is as I design products.
I see. So that's helpful. Yeah. But that's because you have the synergy between your work and your parenting. What about you, Sushma?
I keep up with the balancing work and life. I always put everything in priority, like urgent, important, and which I can delegate to somebody else. So that really makes me efficient, and constant talking to my spouse, how we can juggle what task he can take, what I can take, and that's how we are keeping up with both work and family.
Now this question is for Sushma Trivedi. Sushma, I read an article where they said this concept of balance is a very, false kind of thing for people to try to achieve, because it's never going to be a balance. There will always be times when the work takes precedence and the family gets pushed to the background, and there'll be times when the family comes first and the work gets pushed to the background. So that's why I keep talking of it as integration. Would you agree? I mean, that it's not really a balance. You can't have it 50-50.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about balance, we sort of think about, we will give so much time to parenting, we'll give so much time to housework, so much time. It does not work like that, and it's really what you said, it's juggling. Sometimes one ball is up and the other is down, and, as long as you can keep everything in play and you're not getting overwhelmed by it, that's balance. Absolutely. Integration is a really good work
right.
to use.
And did you find that also, Ranju, what about you? Did you find that there were times when the career had to say, okay, take a backseat, and then you had to say, okay, no, this is the time for me to concentrate on my family, my child needs me, my relationship needs me, and the work will have to take a backseat. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, to Sushma's point, you can't do both. Hmm. So you either do one or the other.
Right.
And I think if you... You know, it works out because there are ebbs and flows.
Did you have something to share, Sushma?
Yes. In daily life, it's like, you know, one always takes, sometimes it is kind of really hard to, like, you know, choose either work or family. But, you know, at the same time, because you want to achieve, you can achieve only one thing at a time. So sometimes, like, you know, work takes priority. Sometimes, like, you know, child takes priority. Like, in an example, Saturday, you know, sometimes I have seminar to go. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, my child is sick. I know that seminar is so important for me to go for my career. At the same time, like, you know, child is sick at home. So I have to just choose between those two. It's not an easy decision. It's mm-hmm. a hard decision. But you just choose that time what is, like, you know, more important in your life. Can you just, one thing you can just put a little bit on hold and you can take up later.
Does this lead to guilt? Do you feel bad that suppose you made the choice to leave your child home because, this, as you said, it was a really important seminar. You had to attend it. Did you feel, while you were attending the seminar, were you able to compartmentalize it, or were you feeling, my God, my child is sick at home, but I have to do this?
Once you find alternative, suppose your spouse is there and you are confident that he can take care of it, as long as you have some reliable source where you can rely. Once you make decision, you just go with that. You might, maybe a few times, just for a few seconds, you feel that way. But once you are on the way, you are on the way. You mm-hmm. have, you cannot just achieve both. So that's how it goes.
Sushma, do people come to you with this kind of dilemma that they're feeling constantly that they're not giving their 100% to this or that?
Yes, they do. And most of the time, the genesis of that is in introjected gender roles.
Okay.
As a mother, I should be there with my child. I should not be at work. And those are, you know, once they kind of analyze that and they understand that going to a meeting, mm-hmm. you know, as Sushma said, that if I have to go to a meeting on Saturday, I feel, and my child is sick, I need to make that decision. And if you have a support system that takes care of it, then you really do not need to feel guilty about it at all.
Mm-hmm. You've taken care of it.
It's mm-hmm. probably not, you are not there. Mm-hmm. So you can feel a little sad about it, but your child is taken care of, and you can make up that contact time in some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the guilt comes from what I should have done.
Yes.
And should comes from what we have introjected because of what we saw our mothers do or our mm-hmm. aunts do or the narratives mm-hmm. that we heard when we were growing up.
Right.
But the life we lead now is very different from the life that they were leading.
Right.
So we have to accept the reality and, you know, let go of the guilt and move on. And
absolutely. And I think I want to discuss some more of these gender roles and how mm-hmm. what role the spouse plays in mm-hmm. being a successful mom who has a career as well. We'll do that after a break. You're listening to Parent Talk, and today we are talking about integrating work and home and trying to make the best of both worlds. If you have a question or a comment, please call us 510-770-1550, or you can post on our ICC Parent Talk Facebook page, and we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be back after a break. Welcome back to Parent Talk. We're back after a break. We're talking to our panel about working moms, the challenges of integrating career and parenting. We talked about some of the compromises that people had to make when they had a career and home, and how you had to compartmentalize your life. We have a caller on the line. I see we lost the call. Well, caller, call us back. In this section, I want to talk a little bit more about gender roles that we began talking about before the break, where a lot of our guilt comes from the fact that as women, as mothers, we feel that we are expected to do certain things. And when we don't do them the way perhaps our parents did, our mothers did, our grandmothers did, it makes us feel a certain amount of disconnect with the way our lives are. And we're wondering whether we are doing our children a disservice by not behaving the way maybe the previous generation did. Sushma Trivedi, that's where we were going with this, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
So in this segment, let's talk a little bit about that. And the first question I want to ask both of the moms here today is that how much weight does your spouse pull in terms of chores at home? So Ranju, you want to go first?
Yeah, so I'm really fortunate. My husband really pulls his weight. Mm-hmm. There are certain things he doesn't gravitate towards, and
right.
There are certain things I don't gravitate towards. So it's, I think we have a good...
You worked out a good equation.
Yeah, we've worked out a good equation. I mean, either of us doesn't live up to each other's expectations of doing whatever the job is, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, stuff gets done at the end of the day.
Give me an example of what you think you do better or what you sort of assigned to yourself and what he's assigned to himself.
So we have this little joke that we always say it was part of our prenup that I would do the cooking and he would do the dishes.
Okay.
And I think, he always says he finds something really calming about doing the dishes. And
yeah.
I enjoy cooking and making a mess.
Yeah.
So that's one, rather silly example.
Yeah, it's a good division of labor, definitely.
Yeah, or actually, when we are doing some sort of, house project in terms of remodeling or mm-hmm. anything like that, I'm very decisive and I'm very quick at picking the things that we need.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the style of the granite countertop or whatever. And he doesn't doubt my choices. And I don't doubt his, knowledge of what it must cost and the budgetary constraints.
Right, so, right, right.
Those are some examples.
That's a great way of doing it. Sushma Srivastava, what about you?
In my case, I'm the planner. So I do plan what needs to be done at home, and I give a kind of good, instruction to my husband where the things will be, will be there. And he does it. He does play his role. However, we have different set of expectations. I also cook sometimes, and he does the dishes. And then again, the role is kind of reversed. He cooks, and I do the dishes. Yeah, he does make mess in the kitchen, which I have to clean after. But I think it's very important that a spouse should help in the household chores, because one person can't do it all.
Well, Sushma Trivedi, this it's a learning process for this generation of dads, isn't it? Because I can tell very clearly in my own household that my father-in-law, my father, they were very minimally involved with the household chores.
Absolutely.
And for their sons, it's something you really have to learn. It's not by role model.
Yes, I agree with you completely. And that is absolutely true. Men do not have it in their awareness that mm-hmm. I walk into the house. I'm not saying all men, but mm-hmm. a lot of men do not have it in their awareness when they walk into the house. So let me go in the kitchen and let me get something cooking.
Right.
For dinner tonight. A woman, before she changes her clothes, she walks into the house, she gets, dal or whatever. Let me get that on the stove and then I'll go and change my shoes,
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that level of awareness is different
right.
for men and women. And it's just, again, comes from what we have grown up with.
Right.
What have we seen? So, yes, men have a bigger challenge
mm-hmm.
in that they have to consciously find role models
right.
around them. And, American men are very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
People who have been here a long time, men who came here when they were 21 and had to really tend to themselves.
Right, in college.
Who went to school mm-hmm. since college or something. They're very good at kind of sharing the housework, cleaning the house, vacuuming, laundry, cooking. So, they have to find those role models.
Mm-hmm.
They may do things that are different. So, for example, you are the grill meister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today we are just going to grill the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Let the man do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so something that is not quite having to chop up the vegetables and cooking them like the way my mother did,
mm-hmm.
but he's doing the man thing.
Okay. So, very gender
yes.
discrimination. I suppose so. But that leads me to an interesting question. Say, you're married and you're both working, you have kids, and suddenly there is an understanding between the husband and wife that, yes, we are going to be sharing the jobs. But obviously, as you said, the man is not as aware that, when I walk in, 10 chores are there and, I need to chip in.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask first this question and then I'll go to that one, which is, in both your houses, I want to ask the working moms here, in both your houses, are you the central planner? As Sushma just said that she is. She is the one who plans. She is the one who allocates all the tasks. She is the one who decides when things will be done. Ranju, is that the case in your household too, that you are the planner?
I don't view myself as much as a planner. I think...
let me give an example. Kids have certain schedules. They need to get to their soccer practice, to their music practice. Mother, who keeps track of that?
I think Outlook, iPhone calendars, that keeps care of that. But yes, you're right. I mean, there are certain things that my husband does really good at planning. For example, he is the vacation planner.
Wonderful, yeah.
And, he does decide our social calendar. It might mean that we don't meet anybody, okay? But that's fine. I mean, he keeps the social calendar. He's the one that kind of makes the call on that one. I, have a better handle, for example, on the kids' day-to-day schedules, or, I work closer to my kids' schools. So I'm the one that kind of does the pickups and drop-offs. But that's because he's, he
stays convenient.
It's more convenient.
It's worked out.
But it wasn't always like that. I have to say that.
It took work.
It took a lot of work.
And that's what I want. That would be my next question, is that how do you have that conversation and how do you have it in a non-hostile, calm manner? I mean, a lot of us have arrived at that happy medium where we've shared the jobs. We share the jobs comfortably, but it's taken a lot of fighting and making up, at least in my house, to get to that point where we are now comfortable with our roles and comfortable with who does what. And even then, there will be some conflict once in a while. We'll say, can't you just take care of it? And that guy says, I can't read your mind. You have to tell me that something needs. And then you get so frustrated because you think, why do I have to tell you everything? It's in front of you. Can't you see it needs to be done?
Right.
That's what awareness that you were talking about. But how do you have that conversation in a healthy way?
You
don't have to have healthy conversations.
Fighting is okay.
No. You should just have the conversations. They'll come out the way they're supposed to.
No, but I'm sure there's a way of doing it so that you're not setting yourself up for, a blowout fight.
I mean, it's the way it plays out. I mean, at the end of the day, I think,
I think in my point of view, the dad or male part of it, they have to be either they go for counseling or some education really needs to be done. The men who are from Indian background who have seen their dads not being so much involved into parenting, mm-hmm. It totally has come on their mom. And basically they say, my mom has raised me. Dad has just given the financial support.
Exactly.
Where, there is a big disconnect.
Right. Right.
So all the dad thinks my role is just to give the financial support and mom takes care of it.
Right.
And the expectations goes double when there is a working mom.
Right.
People are not really so receptive to understand that as a working mom, they need help too.
Right, right. You actually work two jobs. You work and then you come home. And if you don't have a very supportive partner,
Two jobs. It becomes quadruple. It's kind of four times job taking care of the activities. In India, I think we didn't have that much activities to really shuffle around for the kids. But here we do have a lot of those. Then you have household chores. Then you have all the grocery, laundry. And plus you have to keep up with the job demand as well.
Right.
So where there's a role of as a dad or as a man, it's very, very important. And that's how we can start the conversation that you are a parent too. It was totally different when we were growing up in India. Mom
right.
were not working. But over here, the basic understanding starts, the things will start falling into place.
Sushma Trivedi.
Yes. So, you give a really good example when you were talking about that, can't you see, can't you just help me here?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a way of talking that is much more effective.
Okay.
So instead of saying, you're never helping me, you need to help, you need to get involved, I don't understand it, why can't you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, you say, I'm feeling really overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot handle it all.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the things that need to be done. What can you help me with?
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of putting it.
So you talk about how you are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I am feeling very overwhelmed. I'm so tired today. I cannot do it. Can you take care of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Absolutely. And it also gives them that feeling that, I am being of help.
Being of help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not at a time when you are angry on a Saturday morning. Make it a time for kind of a family discussion. Saturday morning or whenever, over a cup of coffee, you say, coming week, again, you have to be the planner to do that.
Yes.
But for the coming week, you say, you know, these are the things that need to be done. This is my schedule. These are the things I am going to be really overwhelmed. Can you take care of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Should I remind you mm-hmm. of it? But, you know, talk about it from your perspective.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am overwhelmed. I am tired. I feel really unhappy about things falling by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
I feel unhappy because the table is not dusted.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not had the time to do it. Can you help me with that?
Mm-hmm. Instead of making it as an obligation,
yeah,
it's
can't
more
you
like
see it? Why do I need to say it to you?
Right.
Yes, because he does not have the awareness. He does
right.
not see it.
Right.
You know, so it does not make him less of a person or less caring. That's just how he is.
Right.
He's raised. Not that how he is, I use the wrong word, but that is how he's raised.
Right.
You know, his awareness is much more about that stock went up and that one went down, or how can I, you know, support the family better financially, and how can I get a promotion, or, you know, whatever.
Whatever it is. But so yeah, what you're saying so is essentially the burden does, and this is empirical, but from the experience of my friends, I have to say nearly all of us are the planners in the house. Nearly all of us.
By and large.
It will yes. change once, but you have to train your man to do it.
So the training job comes on you too.
Ranju has done that.
So
she
now,
said it was
yeah.
not like that always.
Yeah.
She had to work on it.
But it's not so much. I also wonder whether, you know, you also have to self-reflect as a woman and say, you know, is there something about some control issues that you have, or that you have this feeling that you want it
this
all?
This is so wonderful. That was my next point that I was going to make.
You know, you want
make.
It all.
Yeah.
You want to be the boss. You want to plan things, and you want
yeah.
everybody around you to do exactly what you want them to do the way you
absolutely,
would do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
We also enable
them to not do things.
No, I do not agree
yeah.
with
and,
it. It's not
the
control
one
issue.
The most pain. So it's just look,
let's
think
just
about,
talk about that for a few minutes. That yeah. what I think what you're saying is that don't expect things to be done the way you want them to be done.
Yeah, so simple example. Let's say you're the neat freak, okay? And let's say the you know your spouse or whatever, even your kids or people around you are not neat. So who is the person in the most amount of pain about this? The neat
you.
Freak. Yeah.
Yes.
So well, if you're in pain, then you solve the problem. That's why I think a lot of women are planners because they are the ones that
seem to be
the most frustrated about this.
Right.
So the person who is most frustrated is going to try to find a solution to the problem.
Correct.
So
no, but not everything is about being neat. There are also chores that need to be done that the woman
yeah.
simply cannot do.
Can you throw money at the problem? I mean, you may have to take away from other things. I'm not saying that, you know, only rich people can do this. But I'm saying, I mean, do you, okay, you know, sorry, honey, no vacation because, you know what, we paid the cleaner. You know, all the money we'd saved up for vacation, we paid the cleaner because, you know,
it didn't get done.
There are some chores that neither party wants to do, so can you outsource it? And we live in the Bay Area. I mean, there's a solution for everything.
Now, that's it. I really want to go and continue with that discussion, whether you can throw money at the problem. And I have friends who have done that, who virtually have a
I
wife.
I have sometimes done it too.
Yeah, you have another wife, really, you know, who's actually doing the cooking and cleaning because you're busy. You're a career person. You have work to do. You have phone calls to take. You can't interrupt in the middle and say, oh, my child needs this or my child needs that or my child is sick today. Yes, Sushma. Srivastav here.
Yes, I give an example. Like both me and my husband leaves home very early
mm-hmm.
in the morning, and nobody's there at home to really drop my daughter. So what we have done, we have started taking help from all the transportation lady around
mm-hmm.
who takes her to the school, takes her from the school and then drop her to the after daycare and then drop her home.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just putting so much money for my daughter's transportation because that's the convenient and that's our work's demand.
Right.
We cannot really be at home. I just arrange everything, pack up lunch, everything. I'm just putting it there. But we are getting help from transportation ladies.
Sushma, I know you have some conflicting thoughts about this. This kind of
It
takes a village. This kind of arrangement is something that many, many people do. But I know that you have some reservations about throwing money at the problem.
Well, one of the things that children, when they grow up and they become teenagers, they really have a need for meaningful engagements. Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you think about just how things are in a traditional Indian family, mm-hmm. you know, kids worry about grandfather who's not doing well and grandma who's sick, or mom is getting tired, and you know, little younger brothers and sisters are to be taken care of. Now we have small nuclear families, mm-hmm. and we tell our children, you just get good grades. That's all I expect of you. Mm-hmm. Go to school, study, get good grades. You have no other responsibility. Mm-hmm. When we do that, where do they find meaning in their life? Mm-hmm. Where do they find purposeful engagement, mm-hmm. in terms of interpersonal mm-hmm. satisfaction? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that is the issue. When you throw money at the problem, you can have a nanny who picks up the child from school and comes home, mm-hmm. and then the child may watch TV. Mm-hmm. He really does not have meaningful engagement.
Well, how would you solve the problem, though? She has a genuine issue. Parents are both working. Kids
yes.
have to go to school and come back from school. What would you be your solution?
You know, my solution will be that I don't know if you can connect with other parents who have similar concerns, mm-hmm. so that the child can be at somebody's home, mm-hmm. and be doing the same thing that their own kid is doing during that time. Or, you know, or have them involved in some other social activities, mm-hmm. that give them interpersonal interaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're saying don't have latchkey kids. But this is an example of transportation. There are
yeah. So
no,
so
I want to change that latchkey kids is different from children not having meaningful engagement.
Okay. No, I do take uh-huh. care of that part. That you, my child is like doing all the social activities. I'm trying my best to get her connected with the social things community. And I do get my neighbors involved as well, because all our needs are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I have connected with my neighbors where their kids come to my house. Once we all get help from transportation lady, but they are staying together and they are doing some activities together. You know, so I'm just not letting my TV daughter just watch TV.
No. That wasn't the implication at all.
So there is a book called The Price of Privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's basically that a lot of kids in their late teenage years and all start having problems, mainly because everything is done for them.
Mm-hmm.
They really do not acquire a sense of accomplishment mm-hmm. in interpersonal relationship.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is very important. Yeah. Very
and
important.
That is what parents need to balance.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes,
awesome point. Yes.
At some point,
yeah.
that throwing money at the problem sometimes, not always, ignores that aspect of personal growth.
So so when I meant the problem, problem is not the time that you need to spend with your child. The problem is doing the laundry instead of spending time with your child. You know, spending time cooking in the kitchen or doing the dishes instead mm-hmm. of spending time with your child. I completely agree with you that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think that working moms actually inspire the kids to mm-hmm. do some things on their own.
Right.
For example, I feel like a lot of the reason why my children do some things independently is because I'm not there to pick up, or I'm not going to do those things for them.
That's a good point. Actually, we are just coming up on a break, so let's take a quick break. We've been talking a little bit about gender roles in this segment. We'll talk a little bit more about support systems next time and what solutions you guys have used. I think it will be very useful for people to hear what have you done, like throwing money perhaps or getting friends to help. So we'll talk a little more in detail after the break. So let's take a quick break. We're talking about balancing work and parenting for moms today. And I want to talk about this for dads too. So dads, if you're listening to the show, please do get in touch with me, radio@indiacc.org. I really want to sort of salute the dads who pull their weight, who are doing this despite not having great role models growing up, and they're still shouldering a big chunk of the work, a big chunk of the responsibility. So we'll do that another time. As I said, my contact address email is radio@indiacc.org. Again, we have two ways of getting your thoughts across during this live show. One is by calling us 510-770-1550, or by going to our Parent Talk page, ICC Parent Talk page on Facebook, and commenting there, and we'll pick up your comments. We'll be back after a break. Welcome back to Parent Talk. Today we are talking about the plight of working moms and how they've been doing a successful job integrating their careers and being moms. Just before the break, we were talking a little bit about gender roles and how we make life a little bit more difficult for ourselves because we have certain expectations of how the house should be run, how the parenting should be done, and we don't necessarily know how to let go. If you have missed this, if you're just tuning in and you want to catch the rest of the show, I will be putting up the archive of the show on indiacc.org/parenttalk. Please do visit there, and you can also check out some of the other upcoming topics. So if you're interested in participating on the show or commenting on any of them, you can drop me a line at radio@indiacc.org. Before we move on to the next topic, we have a caller on the line, so let's get to the call. Hello and welcome to Parent Talk.
Yeah, hi. My name is Amrish Patel.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I agree with all of you talking about today's topic. The only thing I was a little bit hesitant to agree with you about student transportation and the made first place and watch TV.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. He's saying he didn't disagree. He is disagreeing with us on the way the transportation was being handled. So, yes, no. Go ahead. What was specifically, what was your comment?
Let me just put my point here.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Is everything is like going so modern and education is shadow everything. And you don't, people, parents should be involved in the kids' education more.
Mm-hmm.
Kids all the way to college.
Mm-hmm.
One who will go to the college, he'll have a better life. Then you'll have a better life eventually if your kid's doing good in college.
Mm-hmm. So,
parents should be involved in school, rather than paying for transportation and let somebody else do your work.
So you think, so let me get this clear because your voice was cutting in and out. So what you were saying is that education is such a vital part of the child's education, of the child's life, that this is something that we really shouldn't be outsourcing any part of it. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, education is the most important part in anybody's life. And in order to achieve the happiness and whatever you guys are talking about,
mm-hmm.
and whatever inner feeling and everything fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
education plays the most important role. Once you educated and had a successful life, to achieve everything.
Absolutely. Thank you for the comment, and we'll certainly discuss that as we go forward in this segment. That's one of the things we're going to talk about, that many of us have many priorities with respect to our children's lives, and working moms have it particularly hard because they have to balance both the career and a lot of the planning and responsibility of the home life. So I want to ask the moms here, well, what are your solutions? So what tricks of the trade have you used to make sure that you're getting everything done? Ranju, do you want to go first on that?
Yeah, so, if you think about, the various things you have to do to kind of keep your home running, there mm-hmm. are certain things that where the touch points are with your kids, and there are certain things that, actually kids are not part of. For example, going and getting the groceries and, getting some dinner on the table, mm-hmm. healthy dinner on the table or whatever.
Right.
And then there are certain things like, I, for example, really enjoy picking my kids up because we have some very interesting conversations on the way home.
Captive audience is what I call them.
Exactly.
Because that's the only time they're in the car listening to you.
And so we play games together. It's something I can do because
you are able to do.
I'm able to do. So I think it's, you just have to kind of look at the various touch points, and then if you're able to find creative solutions to the ones that don't have the touch point with your
mm-hmm,
kids,
mm-hmm.
then by all means outsource those.
What are your support systems?
I do have some, I spend a considerable amount of money getting my laundry done.
Okay.
And it is, I cannot tell you how much of it costs money, but the amount of time I save
mm-hmm.
and that time that I can take away from that is, and it's a job that both my husband and I hate to do.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that's become a non-issue.
Right.
Definitely clean up, bathrooms, general, the weekly stuff.
Mm, you have help for that.
I have help for that.
Okay.
My children, my son, one of my children has a lot of allergies, so I do all the cooking myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to us. So there are certain things where we make our trade-offs and choices.
Right.
So I would love, though, to have, someone, because there are certain things like, the drive to the soccer game and back
mm-hmm.
that I would love to find someone to help me with, but I don't have
carpool?
One.
Carpool? No.
Yeah, so that's where I think, you know, sometimes working moms really have, you know, are at a disadvantage because they're not as connected to the rest of the parents.
And the work hours also are not very convenient because soccer practice would be at 4:30 and you can't necessarily leave your job at 4:30 and go take the child to soccer practice.
Absolutely, that is a source of stress and anxiety for me, actually.
Sushma, what are your support systems and what are your solutions?
I think planning is the key, and my support systems are like, you know, I just use the Maxi Flex, one of the policy my employer has, that if you can work 9 hours a day and then you can take alternate Fridays off. I really look forward to those Fridays, and that Friday I use to go to my daughter's school, give her the breakfast, normally have the bonding time with her. Then I go to her school, volunteer over there, connect to other parents, and then just like learn what, because all of us are in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
So that connection really helps me to get the carpool for my daughter. I, the same day, like, you know, I go and talk to my neighborhood and then learn about them and then, like, you know, talk about the, like, you know, things. And, like, you know, I also, like, get sometimes help from my parents. My mom, like, you know, eventually stays here. So I get help from her as well in terms of cooking and things and then teaching some good thing, Indian values, prayer, and then sometimes language. Those things I'm getting help with that way.
Yeah, so obviously the support system is really crucial, and here it's particularly difficult because you don't have the servant structure or the extended family structure that many of your friends may have in India. So, Sushma, Trivedi, do you have some suggestions on this?
Well, I mean, you know, she brought out a very good point that is in not just that we have, you know, all the work that everybody else has, we also have this burden of balancing the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, integrating our culture in, you know, with our parenting. And
we are the transmitters of culture in a way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the career. So there is language, there are festivals. So, of course, you celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving, and then you also celebrate all the, you know, Hindu festivals or other religious festivals that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it just adds to the burden. Having a support system is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so just doing rotations, finding a support system where you say, okay, you know, this year I am going to do Diwali, next year you do Diwali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody does not have to do it every time. Or having the carpooling system, if you can do that, just establishing a support system,
mm-hmm.
not being flexible, not being a perfectionist, being willing to train. You know, if you feel that your spouse is really not helping you as much as you would like, think about where you are blocking his help.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also have the same introjected gender roles that he has.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts doing the dishes and there is a lot of sound and fury. You know, he takes a long time and makes a lot of noise. And you say, you know what, you leave it, I'll do it.
Mm. Big
Don't
mistake.
Do
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know, let him do it. Let him make all the noise he's making. Let him take as long as he's taking and then he'll get used to it.
Right.
And then it will go faster. So look at the places where you are blocking mm-hmm. his help.
Mm-hmm.
And as Ranju said, it won't be done the way you want it done.
Right.
But let it be done. You know, don't be a perfectionist. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, talk about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I am
feeling, talk about it from your perspective.
From your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And how you are feeling. Not what he wants him to do, but say, I am feeling overwhelmed. I cannot do it. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, why can't you help me?
Mm.
You know, why can't you do it? Don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just much more effective.
Absolutely. We have a bunch of other questions, but I think we're coming pretty much to the end of our time. So I want to quickly ask this question. I think the biggest challenge for working moms is between career and this thing. Where do you find time for yourself? And I want to ask both Sushma Srivastava and Ranju, do you find the need to have my time, or is it all rolled into the whole family work ethos?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely need my downtime to myself. I need to curl up and read a book or whatever.
So when do you catch those moments, that my time? How do you create it and how do you enforce it?
Again, it's, you know, to be perfectly honest, it's a trade-off. you are going to trade something off. Maybe it's that, you know, social event that you're going to miss on a Saturday because you're going to sit down and, you know, just sleep in. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's, you know, some, you know, there's always a trade-off, is it, you know, what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, and you just have to figure out how important it is. And again, there are ebbs and flows. So sometimes you just absolutely need it and you're willing to block everything out.
Right.
It might be that you're not attending a very important family occasion, but you know what? Family is there and they'll be there always. And your friends, your good friends will always be there.
Even and they'll understand.
Get out of circulation once in a while. And so I think you... there's always a cost.
So what do you do? So your way of relaxing is what? Unwinding is what? Reading a book.
I totally like to catch up on my sleep. Uh-huh. You know, I do. I have a friend that I walk with on Saturday mornings, and I do try to, you know, wake up early to do it.
Right. So that's a trade-off.
Yeah, that's a trade-off. So, you know, you give up on your sleep, but then you get that nice hike in the morning.
That's right.
And, you know, meet your friends, stuff like that.
Absolutely. Sushma Srivastav.
Yeah, in my perspective, it's really vital. It's very, very important that we as a mom take our time out to just, like, you know, pamper ourselves or kind of be more and like re-energize ourselves or rejuvenate. I do follow yoga. I'm a yoga teacher part-time. So I follow that thing. I try to find a parallel classes where I can drop my daughter in some activities, and some company they do like offer that way, mm-hmm. that you drop your kid and in the parallel they have
use
good
the
aerobic
opportunities at the career.
Yeah, aerobic classes or yoga classes, like, you know, and then you can do it. So in the same time you can achieve both things together. So it's called like.
That's a great idea. That when your kids are in the activities, then you make the time. You know, you sort of find those little pockets of time where you can make time for yourself. Sushma, last word. Sushma Trivedi, last word to you.
Take time to be. Uh-huh. And, you know, doing, awesome. Thinking, yes. That is one thing I'm just saying. My advice to mothers will be take time to be. Just focus on the being. Mm-hmm. And you, Sushma Srivastav, is already, you know, she touched on that.
Right.
I think that's an extremely important thing.
Unfortunately, I noticed we have a call on the line, but we are absolutely out of time. So, caller, very sorry. Next time, please do call back. And maybe we'll try and take that call just before we move on to our next show. We're coming to the end of the show. And I want to thank Sushma Trivedi, Sushma Srivastav, Ranju Ganeshan for being in the studio with us today. Thank you so much, guys. And to listen to recordings of this show and past shows, please check out indiacc.org/parenttalk. You can also find out what our upcoming shows are there. And if you want to participate in any of the shows or comment on any of the shows, please drop me a line at radio@indiacc.org. The show's producer is Saad Jaffrey, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. Tune in same time, same place next week for another show on parenting. Bye-bye.
मंडप बना के थक गए तो हल्दीराम्स मोती बाग और